Hey everybody, and welcome back to another half episode of Random Chatterings. I'm Arlo Rodriguez, and it's about time we do another mini-series. How about that? It's been a few months since the last one, and I figured I wanted to do something a little different, but something a little fun, something not as taxing or as research-intensive as some of the other mini-sodes I've done in the past, or half-episodes, whatever it is I go with. So this month, we're doing the month of music. And if you've been a long time listening to the show, you already may know the format. I'm going to be showcasing a few video game soundtracks. And yes, we're going to video games. It's a preference of mine. I've been listening to a lot of them very recently, especially at my job when, you know, sometimes you just don't want to listen to voices. You just want to listen to music and sound. But yeah, we're going to go over five soundtracks throughout the month of May. There's not really a nice way of saying month of May, but that's the month we're doing this in. And we're starting off with the soundtrack for Octopath Traveler, composed by Yasunori Nishiki. Now, I guess before we begin, as a little intro, I guess I want to explain why I'm doing this. So, why a month of music? Because, like as I mentioned before, longtime listeners will know that we have done two music episodes in the past. We did one, 2015, which is more of just like the therapeutic effect of video game music. And then we did a Super Mario Galaxy / Odyssey music episode in 2017. So what happened was that I wanted to do two music episodes in particular, one for a very one of my favorite games for 2017, and I wanted to do a music episode about that game, but I also wanted to do a sequel to the Mario Odyssey episode. But then, well, as things always happen on this show, if you are still listening to it, which I appreciate, deeply appreciate you being here, time gets ahead of you, or projects get ahead of you, or just your brain just doesn't want to cooperate with you, and you just get very depressed, and you don't want to do anything. So now I was able to set aside some time, and it turned out that as those two projects were kind of in the ether, three more music themed episodes came up that I thought were interesting, or that I thought music in these games, particular games, are so amazing, I really, really should showcase them in some way, shape, or form. But then I just got so much. Now I have several music themed episodes. Let's just do a month of music. Let's just have a whole month of a similar format and just do it that way. And this is definitely, the format of this is based on VG Empire, which you can listen to if you search VG Empire. That's VGM Pyre, P-I-R-E, on whatever you listen to podcast. It's hosted by Brett Elston, and they recently just came back with a new episode on some of the music of 2018. So happy to see them back. Happy to hear that they're going to be making more episodes. And so I think that's also another kick in the pants that I needed to actually try and do another music episode again. But like, as I mentioned at the top, yes, today's soundtrack is Octopath Traveler. And the reason I'm talking about the music is that I was thinking very hard about doing a full-length minisode, half-episode on Octopath, but it just ended up that the game didn't really have that much. I didn't think there was that much to say about the game. I mean, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, it's a very fun RPG where you play as eight different characters. You start as one character, but you also recruit eight others. You have four in the party, and then it's a very traditional classic JRPG, except in terms of the look, which is like a sprite-based look combined with 3D visuals. But the 3D is actually also in sprite form, and it doesn't make a lot of sense in just description. It's really worth it to just look at like a trailer of the game to get a better idea of what the game looks like. But what was the real standout, and for me personally, I guess I'll talk a little bit about the game itself as I talk about these tracks. I would personally give the game, I thought it was very good, but the music elevates it to great. And not very often would I think the quality of a game improves on one quality, but the music is next level. And without getting too excited and without getting too hyperbolic, the soundtrack by Yasunori Nishiki is very impressive. Definitely very inspired by anime. Once you start hearing the tracks, you'll know what I mean. And just, it goes into different levels of bombast, but also a very emotional impact and instrumentation that you wouldn't dream of listening to, especially with the look of the game itself, like a type of sound you just wouldn't have imagined almost 20 years ago. So let's go ahead and get started with three tracks. I figured we'd go kind of like a three-act structure of a play. We have Act 1, Act 2, and Act 3. So in Act 1, we're going to have a gentle introduction. So we're going to go over three songs from Octopath Traveler: Grand Port, Center of Commerce; Atlas Dim, Seat of Learning; and Cobblestone, Nestled in the Hills. Thank you. So this is something I should have mentioned at the top is that I am a podcaster. I am not a music critic. Critic, as Jay Sherman would say. So I'm not gonna. I'm gonna try to provide as much context as I can, and I'm gonna try to sound as intelligent as I can. But this is a very emotional, from the heart type of reaction to these songs. And let's start with Grand Port. Center of Commerce. So I guess part of the issue of why maybe I've held off in doing this is that I thought that it would be a problem if I didn't have the proper context for every single song. And sometimes, unfortunately, because not that the places are forgettable, but the RPG doesn't quite have the same like visual detail as like a platforming stage would to me. I mean, I know there's classic RPG themes throughout history and time, and these in particular are definitely in the pantheon, but it has a different effect rather than, oh, we're in this location now, we're in that location now. There's some themes in the soundtrack which do have that effect, but I wanted to showcase the lesser known themes of the game, the ones that you wouldn't immediately come to your attention in the beginning, or if you listen to the soundtrack like on Spotify or something, which I don't know if the soundtrack is on Spotify, but if it is, I'll include a link. And it is on, I believe it is on iTunes, so you can purchase the soundtrack, and I highly would recommend doing that. But anyway, right. Grand Park Center of Commerce, love the song. It's I believe it is the introduction of Tressa's adventures, one of the characters, and it's on a ship port, so you would imagine, of course, you kind of hear, especially when the song goes da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum, you just imagine like standing on the dock, and it's supposed to be there, it's like on a beachside town, but it's also like the brum ba-da-ba-bum, the accordion, the very nice soft accordion, just kind of makes you think of like merchants or just of commerce. I mean, it's on the song, so of course it makes you think of commerce and marketing and merchants, but it also kind of makes you think of like an earlier time, like it's a bit Italian. Well, yes, the accordion is, better not say the accordion is an Italianish, and I do not know that for sure, but it does kind of have that feeling of like being in Venice, and seeing like the gondolas passing by, except that it's more of a like a wooden town, but like with a seaport where you would imagine ships coming in, that just you can kind of smell the sea breeze with the song and just how like lilting it is. And this is so very comforting. And then we have Atlasdam, Seat of Learning. We are an institution. We are here to educate ourselves in the fine arts of something. And don't you just think that when you hear the bump, bum, 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 which is also kind of like a marching band, but it's also like such bombast, such bum, ba-da-bum. It's just such power in the and affectation coming through in the instruments. It makes it feel like this grand place, and it really is. Like, this is what fucking character is in this? It's not Alfin. Oh god, I'm sorry, this is, again, kind of going off the cuff. I don't remember the character that's introduced in this particular world, but I think it's a school. Well, it's a city, but there's a college in the middle, like a university kind of area. And of course, it's supposed to kind of indicate that, like the importance of learning, the importance of education, but also just like the higher class status of, and there is something a little bit like that in the story of the teacher kind of seemingly putting more attention to like the princess of, I think, of that town or country or something, but not paying as much attention to the lower class student. Which that's part of the dilemma in that chapter, but no, you can just sense just like being like in Oxford or Harvard, or maybe like you can imagine this being the theme song or like the oh my god, I don't have the words, but you know, like the mantra or the school anthem, there we go, and you can just imagine it, but also just like the big effect and just like the feeling of importance you get from hearing a song like this. It could also be a politician song, honestly. It's just such a silly but such a powerful song. I don't know, there's no other better way of putting it. And then there is Cobblestone Nestled in the Hills, where I believe this is the introduction of Ulbrich the warrior, but I might be wrong about that. Cobblestone is a more, very different from the two previous two locations. It's a, as I said, nestled in the hills, like these little tiny shacks and hill and houses, kind of like in their own little location, a little village where they kind of have their own life, but not really interrupted by combat or anything like that. It's just kind of a peaceful location. And man, this song, I'm wondering if I'm going to cry during the, in this recording session. I felt very close to crying. Just, like, oh man, just that, it feels like a, it feels like your childhood, kind of like that feeling of nostalgia, even though it's a town where a lot of people do tend to live. And it kind of reminds you of those types of places where people just kind of stay there their whole lives, but you're the one who, as it's said in, for like the whole, the, basically the story is that every single character starts in a certain place thinking that that's going to be their entire lives, but then realize there's adventure out there, so let's go on and explore. But in this particular instance, it's a lot more melancholy just because the warrior kind of has no choice but to move from his hometown to have his own adventure. All the people that he doesn't abandon, but people that he has to leave to their own devices. And that song really makes me think of that. It's also just like the instrumentation of like the, sorry, I don't know the instruments, but just know it's like the doo doo doo. Again, it's just introducing you very softly, but also kind of also like dum 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 bum bum, but just like not very assuming. But it's kind of also kind of like supposed to again kind of remind you of that very, there's the subtleness of it, and then it goes into the more bombast of the bum bada bum bada 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 bum. And it's also kind of another reminder of how even a place like this, a place as simple as this, can also have that grand effect. But then it comes right back into that more nostalgia. Da, 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 and it's, oh, it gives me chills. Like, it really, oh, sometimes I really feel like I'm going to start crying while listening to that song. It's very powerful in a different kind of way. It's not like, in terms of the more subtle effect, like in terms of the lack, not the lack of instrumentation, but just a reduced effect. Like, it's not as much, it's not trying to be as bombastic as Atlas Dim's theme. And I think that's what's really effective about it. All right, and so now we're going into Act 2, the emotional middle. Songs that may make me cry, but we will see. So we're going over another three songs, again from Octopath Traveler, The Riverlands, The Gate of Finis, and My Quiet Forest Home. So this is very awkward. This has happened before with these music episodes where one song takes over the other songs. So sorry, I actually had to go back and listen to The Riverlands so I can talk about it properly. So now let me go ahead and talk about The Riverlands now that I've been properly reacquainted to it. The Riverlands is, unfortunately, I don't have the context of when you encounter this song. I believe it is in one of the locations you start in the game, but I don't remember exactly. But again, it's a very similar effect to the to Cobblestone. It's like da 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 da. It starts with one instrument, I believe it's a fife. It might not be a fife, but some kind of wind instrument that kind of like carries you a little bit on the tune. It's just a very, very calm tone. But then it also kind of does something similar where it's like, but you also kind of hear the piano in the background that kind of introduces it, kind of sweeps you in. But then it starts with the strings that kind of, again, makes it feel a little more grandiose than normal, but you still kind of get that same effect of you know, like of a peaceful community, but with a little more of nature kind of into it. Because like you kind of imagine that the wind instrument also kind of can simulate wind from the forest or, you know, that kind of thing. Or you can just imagine the leaves blowing around you as you're walking in the forest area. I know it says the Riverlands, but it's, you know, it's next to a river. But on the, again, it has a very similar effect of trying to be very calming and peaceful. And now the Gate of Finest. Now this is an interesting song in that I actually encountered it the first time on listening through the soundtrack. I believe I have not encountered this location in the game, so unfortunately I do not have the context. But I think I wanted to showcase it because it is completely different from songs in this entire soundtrack, if I'm correct. It has that ethereal kind of presence to it, but also that kind of ominous feeling to it of just like this unsettling energy kind of surrounding. It does kind of feel like it's like from a cave, or a gate as it says, but just like, it's like dum, da, da, dum. Dun, dun, dun. But the instrumentation's a little different, and you know, you still have the strings, but the introduction of it with the, it's kind of like trying to, it's growing to something, but it's also kind of trying to be kind of, like, I keep saying this, but subtle. But the difference in tone in general, especially compared to the other songs that we've heard so far, it just makes it's a very creepy kind of song. It kind of makes you seem a little, like, it's weirded out by it, to put it in not the best way. But it gives this feeling of just, like, being, like, stepping into a different type of world, far different from what you've experienced before, and it's also kind of, it's intimidating, as I mentioned before. And I just really enjoy how the use of the instruments in the song and how it does stand out from the other songs that we've heard so far. It's certainly one of a kind, and I wish I had more context to explain where the song originated from, but unfortunately I just don't have that information on me, so I apologize for that. And now the song that made me have to re-listen to The Riverlands, because I was starting to talk about it and then I was doing Cobblestone instead. My Quiet Forest Home. I think I teared up twice listening to the song. And it's another effect of starting with limited instrumentation. In this case, it's a piano. And then it kind of builds in with, comes in with the strings of the song. And I do have the context for this one. I believe it is when you are, I thought I had context for this song, apologies, but I don't actually remember where. I've experienced it in the game, I just don't 100% remember. If I remember correctly, I think it is when you're introduced to Hannet the Hunter. And this is at the beginning of her story, where we learn that she's been not really raised by animals, but she doesn't really have a family. I think she's not an orphan, but she's someone who doesn't really have family. And her master is, well, her master, her teacher, that's a better way of putting it. But her teacher is more of her, of family to her. And, is it just the piano or is it the effect of the strings? For whatever reason, this song really makes such a profound effect. And, again, I had to listen back to The Riverlands because I didn't remember what that song was. I love all of these songs, that's why I'm showcasing them. But The Quiet Forest Home, it kind of sneaks up on you. It's one of those songs that you just don't really think about it as much, but then it just catches your attention and takes you back as it did. And is this one of those songs that you just... Oh, God. I just got very emotional listening to that song. And now we're moving on to Act 3, and I must apologize. This is actually a four-act structure. Normally, in screenplays, it's three acts, but this is a four-act structure. So we're in Act 3, Impactful Climax. So these songs won't make me as emotional, but maybe they'll make me emotional in a different kind of way, because this is an RPG, and RPGs have battle themes, and this game in particular has fucking incredible battle themes. We will not be going over Battle 1 because that's the very first battle theme you hear, so of course it's the one anyone will be familiar with. If you play the demo, you'll know this one. And I'm kind of cheating a little bit because some of these songs are, you will encounter them a lot, but I figured you need a little bit of a break from the emotional middle that I presented previously. So this is Impactful Climax with another three songs: Decisive Battle 1, Decisive Battle 2, and Battle 2. Oh my god. Oh, I love all these songs. Okay, let's start with Decisive Battle 1. So the context is, at the end of every chapter, you have a boss battle. And so sometimes you'll hear Decisive Battle 1, or sometimes you'll hear Decisive Battle 2. So with Decisive Battle 1, it's a different approach to battle music. It's more about bombast. I sing this a lot, but you can definitely hear it in this song, because you have the trumpets going, but it's also kind of like trying to reset you a little bit, like with the violins, kind of like trying to remind you of focus. This is an important battle, and it certainly highlights that, especially with the bum, 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 bum. But you can just kind of hear your body like swiveling left and right when you're hearing it. Like you're really getting energized. It's like meant to pump you up, and get you prepared for this battle. But then it also kind of goes into the bum, ba bum, ba bum, bum. It's like it goes into waves. It's like first the wave that kind of like calms you down, and then the wave that kind of like reminds you that hold on, don't relax too much. You're in the middle of this thing, and you gotta get through it with all your party members. But it's interesting in how it kind of goes into different types of rhythms. It's not consistent with its theming. It goes all over the place, and that's what I really appreciate. It's like you're going like up and down in waves, and it's really great. But oh my god, the size of Battle 2. When I heard the song the first time, I was like, oh man, holy shit. Okay, so again, but this one even more so, because it immediately begins with a bum 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 bum. Like immediately, you're already thinking, holy shit, what did I just get myself into? All like. Even faster, it kind of drags you into this, okay, this is the shit, this is what you gotta do right now. Even more so than the previous song, well, maybe not more so, but in a different kind of way, it's a different type of affectation that the song is trying to go for. And this is the one that definitely, both songs in particular, all three, made me think of anime. You'd think this is during a dramatic moment in an anime, or like during a dramatic battle. This is the type of music you'd be listening to, and if you just imagine in the history of battle themes throughout the history of video games, this is like an evolution of it, or not an evolution, but just like a different approach to a battle theme or to a boss battle theme. And it just, oh my god, I'm just like thinking already, like in my chair, like just bouncing up and down with this particular song. Ba-bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum. It's like, again, it's like rising up and then like, dum, ba, da, da, and then you got time trying to lower yourself down and remind yourself where you are, but it keeps like lifting you up with like the bum, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. And then something that interesting that happens in these two songs, which I don't think you'll be able to hear it as much, but maybe you'll hear it in the background right now. But it actually, like, there's a different part of the song. Like, when you think it's going to go back into the chorus, or, again, I don't know music terms, apologies. When it's going to repeat itself, then instead it actually goes, and it's like, it's like a different affectation. It's like, kind of reminding you of the risk of like, bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum. It's like, oh my god. And I knew you talk about these songs in particular because like they're more trying to go for not an emotional effect, but more like an impactful effect. Like this is the type of song you would hear in a movie, and no wonder I can barely even speak about them. They just like, it just makes me so excited and energized, but also kind of, again, reminds you that you're in a boss battle and this is a serious moment and you have to take it like a serious moment. And that goes into Battle 2, which after you've completed the first chapter of every single character, then you move into Chapter 2. And then again, some problems I do have with this game, there's a lot of grinding. There's a level, recommended level. And if you're smart and you have played RPGs before, maybe you can find a way to actually just like overpass them. But I have a feeling you don't. You have to be at the recommended levels to have any chance at these new environments that you'll encounter throughout the game. But then when you're going from one town to the next Chapter 2 town, then the music changes, so you won't be hearing the Battle 1 theme, but instead of the Battle 2 theme, which, again, such a great effect of having the violin be a constant in the song, like, dum, ba-da-da-bum, ba-dum, ba-da-ba-dum. But again, it's like, you're getting so excited and excitable, and you can barely even say words. It's just such a brilliant effect of using the instrument to kind of again, like take you into waves, but like different types of waves. It's like crashing waves this time. It's like ba 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 boom. I'm just repeating the music at this point. I should have known this would happen. These songs make me so excited, in particular, just because of, I mean, that's the effect you're supposed to have. It's another battle theme, and it's a battle theme that you'll hear a lot, because you'll be grinding a lot, you'll be facing a lot of enemies. And so they needed to have music that would want to carry you through those battles without you getting bored, or without you getting feeling like, this is a little repetitious. But it works. Every time, even when I'm grinding, and I'm currently 40 hours into the game, I know it came out last year, but I've got things to do. I still get really excited when I hear this theme, and I just get, I have a smile on my face when they're like, well, I mean, let's grind for another hour until all our party members are up to par. But the battle theme, all three of them do a great job of having like the epic feeling of being warriors, or being a cleric, or being an apothecary, or being a thief, or being, you know, having these mythical powers that you make it easier to traverse this adventure and have this adventure. It's fucking excellent. I love this soundtrack so much. So now we're in Act 4. We're actually at the ending of this episode. Thank you everybody for listening. And so we're ending everything with this song, which when I experienced it in the Chapter 2 playthrough, I guess I should have said spoilers at the top, but I haven't really been talking about the story. So for Primrose, who's my favorite character in the game, when you get to her Chapter 2 location, when I strolled into town, I was floored when I heard the song the first time, and I think I cried. And the reason I wanted to do an Octopath Traveler music episode was that there was an incident that happened in with a family member. They're okay now, a few months ago, but one where they had to be hospitalized, and I the first thing I thought after I got received the phone call was, I need to listen to Town, Vild, and White right now. I need to process this. And Town, Vild, and White is, it's a song where I can't even explain it. You just have to listen to it, which you will. It'll be concluding this episode. But the piano is meant to be a melancholy feeling when you're stepping into this town. And the story point for Primrose in this chapter is also very emotional in ways I didn't expect. But it just kind of reminded me of, like, you know, the of our own mortality, like how, you know, our time on this earth is very short, and we don't know, something will happen out of the blue that we just don't expect, and you just remember, and you just have to remind yourself of everything you could lose in an instant, and you just don't even know about it. And Town, Vild, and White was kind of a reminder of that. It's also an alternate approach to a song that's meant to take place in a snow-filled town, as in, you know, Town, Vild, and White, and it takes a completely different effect, but it's very, very affecting, and I cannot listen to it without tearing up a bit. So, but I feel like this is a powerful way to conclude part one of our month of music, and join us next week. I think rather than with month ofs in the past, where I've kind of hinted at what the next soundtrack's going to be, it'll be a surprise. You'll see the new episode pop up on your feed, and you realize, oh, this is the next soundtrack. Nice. So instead, we'll keep it a secret. But join us next week for part two of the month of music. Again, thank you everybody for listening, and I hope you have a great day. I hope this song doesn't ruin your day too much. But I mean, if it also makes you feel a little introspective about yourself and where you are in life, then I hope it has that effect. And again, special thanks to Yasuru Nishiki for composing the soundtrack. And one final time, Octopath Traveler soundtrack is available on iTunes to download. So please download the soundtrack and support the artist if you can. All right, that's it for me. We'll see you next week. Take care, everybody.